Afghan accused of raping and murdering child entered Britain on migrant boat, report. By Jack Montgomery on September 13, 2021. An Afghan arrested in Sadiq Khan's London after allegedly raping and murdering a child in Austria entered the country after crossing the channel on a migrant boat, according to reports. Rasuili Zubaydullah, wanted in Austria as a suspect in the now infamous drugging, gang rape, and murder of a 13-year-old girl named Leonie along with three other Afghans, is believed to have arrived in Britain on a migrant boat, claimed asylum under a false name, and been put up in a hotel on the British taxpayers' dime for weeks, according to Britain's two largest circulation tabloid newspapers, the Daily Mail and the Sun, and its largest circulated freesheet, the Metro. The Afghan and his alleged accomplices are said to have first arrived in Europe in 2015 with the Angela Merkel-triggered migrant crisis, and was ordered to leave by the Austrian authorities in 2017 after they determined he has no legitimate claim to refugee status. As is often the case with foreign criminals subject to deportation orders in European nations including Britain, however, he was not actually removed from the country, despite building up an impressive criminal record, being put on trial for three times for crimes including theft, causing bodily injury, and drug trafficking. The fact that Zubaydullah and three of the other four Afghans accused of Leonie's brutal killing had been issued deportation orders years before her death has caused considerable anger among the Austrian public. The Afghan being able to con his way into Britain among the ever-growing wave of boat migrants has led to fears the country could be in store for similarly avoidable tragedies, and questions over the competence of the Priti Patel-led Home Office and Border Force in vetting Afghans more generally, including those who have arrived as part of the recent Kabul airlift. It has already been revealed that some Kabul evacuees had forged or no papers, that at least one of them was supposed to be on the no-fly list, and one former Afghan Special Forces commando has been arrested and detained in circumstances which the government are keeping the public largely in the dark about. This case is an example of why we are so worried about the potential for loopholes being exploited by criminals and terrorists who may be seeking to come here from Afghanistan, commented Alp Mehmet, chairman of the Migration Watch UK think tank, which has long lobbied the Conservatives to take border control seriously. Breitbart London has contacted Westminster Magistrates Court, at which Zubaydullah appeared via video link to face extradition proceedings on September 3, as well as the Metropolitan Police and the Home Office to confirm how he came to be in the United Kingdom, but no answers had been received as of the time of publication. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.